Okay, and we are continuing Chayotam Hilchos Shabbos Klal Beis Siman Aleph. We mentioned yesterday a case where a person is putting something into the pot, into the container, to dye it. We said it's only going to be mutter if we have no concerns on a deraisa level that the person might come to do a malacha by some way either stirring the coals or stirring up the pot. So if the pot is not on the fire and it is sealed, it's going to be mutter. Ablim hi aloesh. If the pot is on the fire, is osur. Shema yichatze b'kacholim, because the person might be tempted to stir the coals. As coals die down, the heat of the coals diminishes. If you stir them up, it reignites the coals, and the flame is increased. That's a malacha d'oraisa of mavir, of making a fire. Afilo eno alo ish, even if the pot is off the fire, eno tucha betit, if the cover is not sealed on, is aser. Shema yagis babikaf, because we are concerned that the person might stir the pot. Memegis bekadera, afilo eno alo ish, person stirs the pot, even in a scenario where the pot is not on the fire. So it's not that if a pot is on the fire, we know that it's cooking, and when you stir it, you're enhancing the cooking process. So that's usur. But maybe in a scenario where the pot is off of the fire, stirring is not a problem. So the Chayyim says, oh, that is incorrect. To stir the pot, afilu ein alo eish chayv mishum avashal. There is, in a scenario where it's cooking, it's going to be, there is a malacha of mavashal, of helping it, enhancing the cooking process when you stir it up. I feel like a shi'i mavashal kol tzarecho, if let's say something is fully cooked, yechayv mishum tzebeya. But over here in this scenario, talking about cooking, stirring a pot which has food in it, you have a concern of mavashal. Over here we have a dye in the pot, and the dye is going into the wall, so the process of stirring it will enhance the dyeing process. So the malacha which we're concerned about is the malacha of tzeveya. Okay, so this concept of starting malacha before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, a malacha where once you've set it in motion, there's nothing to deal with. There's no more steps which have to be done. So that's going to be mutter on a Torah level and mirabanan as well. It's something where there's a concern that the person might remain involved in the process or get involved in the process. After set in motion, a person is only allowed to start it before Shabbos in a way that's going to be completed before Shabbos. So, or they started before Shabbos in a way that you cannot forget and inadvertently do malacha on Shabbos. Now, Beis, the Chayyim says, Zuhada Gazin and Shema Yechata, that's what we are concerned, that the person might stir up the coals. It's only by something which the stirring is beneficial. If it's something which the heating up the coals, increasing the heat, would be negative, mutter afilu hi etzel eish. So then that situation, even though the pot is next to the fire, it's on the fire, but since the person has no temptation, is not tempted at all to stir, because by stirring it, it will create a negative response. So why would a person want to stir? So we're not afraid the person will forget that a job hasn't come to stir because it's going to be something which will have a negative impact. So we look at this from a practical standpoint, even though theoretically a person could stir the coals, but if a person has no temptation to do that, we're not afraid he will forget that a job is and come to do that. Okay, so we've covered the first two simonim here in the Chayotim, where the Chayyim introduces this idea. Now, specifically, this will be relevant when it comes to the issue of leaving food going from Shabbos, cooking from Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. You set the malach of Bishul in motion from before Shabbos going into Shabbos. but that's permitted. But if there's any reason the person might get involved on Shabbos to adjust the temperature, you know, so that is a concern that we have, that we have to address in some way or other. And this is going to be the rule, which is referred to in Halacha as Shehiya, leaving something cooking from Shabbos, from before Shabbos going into Shabbos. And Shehiya has certain limitations, when it's going to be putter and when not, and that we will see, Esos Hashem, in the next Siman. And meanwhile, have a good day.